Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, bringing this back, otherwise known as Heart. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Kreisler. Jeff is the editor-in-chief of peoplescience.com. He's the author of Dollars and Cents, also Get Rich Cheating. That's another one of his books. Award-winning, a lot of folks enjoy and benefit from his writing. And Jeff, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the work that you do today. Is there another website besides peoplescience.com?
Just Jeff Kreisler, KREISLAR.com, sort of right. The hub of all the stuff.
That's where you find all the stuff, so check
and
that out.
Social media and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah. So, right. Jeff, one of the things that I know you work hard on is helping people be smarter with their money. And we got a lot of different kinds of money out there right now. We got the money we had. We got the money we've earned. We got the money the government has augmented in our accounts. We got PPP. We got unemployment money. We got extra unemployment money. Some people have no money. It's a crazy time. This is one of your strong suits. What should we be doing? What should we be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing is similar to one of the employee stuff we're talking about before the break is recognizing that we are under a lot of stress and a lot of uncertainty is really the key word here. And we don't know sort of what the future is. And acknowledging that that's what we're feeling and not trying to, like, put too brave a face on it. And that's the first step, because it's that uncertainty that even in normal good times makes us make sort of irrational financial decisions, whether that's about retirement saving or investing or spending, whatever it is. So recognizing that is going to help us then get a grip. And we can almost use our stress and use that uncertainty to our benefit, because it'll force us to literally catch your breath.
Shouldn't we be saying, okay, what is this stress doing to me that's different? Is it making me spend more when I shouldn't? Is it making me not spend when I should? In other words, shouldn't we be saying, what is this stress? How am I responding differently to managing my money than I would have a year ago? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. You know, in normal times, we'll tell people that are having trouble, like with their monthly spending, right? Just individuals and business, small businesses too, to look over their monthly credit card bill or their monthly savings and explain each purchase to a disinterested third party, right? Not a spouse. There's a lot of emotion there. Maybe not a business partner, but just explain it. And looking at what you've done will help you understand, like, why you're doing it and the mistakes you're making. The same thing at this point now. I mean, we've been in this for almost 6 months, is look at the last 3 months of spending and see where you're buying a lot of, you're eating a lot of pizza because you're stressed out. You're buying a lot of bagels or you're whatever it may be. You'll start to recognize those patterns and see what it is. And again, that's another important step, is seeing in this new reality. I hate that expression, but it fits. In this new reality, where are your financial issues? And maybe you'll realize, oh my gosh, for 6 months I haven't put any money in my 401k or my IRA. And is that what you want to be doing? Or are you able to put some money in there? Recognizing those patterns at this point, it's been long enough. We're in it now. Unfortunately, for a while. So see where you are and what that stress has done.
Well, one thing that's interesting is that, you know, with the government assistance, it's put a lot of cash, trillions of dollars of cash in the economy. And we're seeing that manifest on Main Street. I mean, retail sales are up in a lot of places. A lot of e-commerce is up. Home improvements are up, things like that. And one of the things that's been my practice for a long time, and I don't claim to be, you know, the smartest manager of money in the world, but one of the little things that's helped me to be more deliberate and more disciplined is if I see something that I want that that is more than food, you know, and $50, I try not to buy it until I sleep on it. I try to see if when I wake up in the morning, if I still want that, if I still think it's important and I can handle it, then maybe that was the right thing to do. But to not sleep on it, in my opinion, for me at least, that's where I get into trouble. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's one really good approach. I mean, typically, one of our biggest mistakes is that we tend to stress out about the small purchases, right? Like, should I buy a double latte espresso for $6 today, right? We worry about that. And it's the bigger purchases that we sort of just do on automatic. And for some reason, you know, like maybe they're too complex, you know, like buying a car. We spend some time researching, but at the end, we sort of rush to the finish line. Mm-hmm. We should flip that on its head. And it's those bigger purchases. It doesn't have to be as big as a car, but your line is $50. Everyone has a different line, but let's say it's $100, whatever it may be.
Yeah,
take some time and think about it. You know, and especially now, like, really make sure it's something. It's going to be there tomorrow, or it's going to be there an hour, or whatever your timeline is. And think, is it really a big deal?
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, cut yourself some slack on the latte. Let yourself
exactly.
buy a $6 latte.
Go ahead and get a triple. Pay $9 for a triple. No, I think buyer's remorse is a horrible feeling. And I think the clarity of the pillow, that's what I call it, the clarity of the pillow overnight will help you avoid that. Hey, Jeff, I need the website one more time, please.
PeopleScience.com and JeffKreisler.com.
K-R-E-I-S-L-E-R. Jeff Kreisler. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.